Father, thank you for the blessing you've given to us. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. Now, I'm giving you master keys for church work, for business, for education, for life, for everything. Everything is related to the church. And it is important that you relate all that we're doing in the church with your life. And you'll be surprised about how much it is able to change your life, and your life is moving on powerfully. Amen. So, the first thing that I want us to do is to look into our book on the mega church. I'm still on that. I was thinking I would just have one session, but it looks like it's taking us longer. And John chapter 8, let's look at verse 31. Hallelujah. All right. Now, John chapter 8. Jesus said, if you continue in my word, then you are my disciples indeed. Then verse 32. All right. Then verse 32. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. So what I'm dealing with now is how to measure church growth. Yes, how to measure church growth. Right. So, church growth must be measured, because when you are dealing with God, it is in your interest. Are you with me? To tell the truth. Amen. And it is in your interest to know what you are really dealing with. Amen. Now, if you look at Joshua chapter 8. We can start with Joshua chapter 7. He said, and they returned to Joshua and said to him, let not all the people go up, but let about 2,000 or 3,000 men go up and smite Ai, and make not all the people labor thither, for they are but few. So in this battle, Joshua selected 3,000 people, and he said there's no need for everybody to go for this battle. So he counted 3,000 people for this fight. And when they went, they were thrashed thoroughly. Are you with me?
Yes.
And I'm sure you remember the story of Achan. Now, Achan was blamed for this. But in Joshua chapter 8, you see that this time, Joshua, in the natural aspect of this war, realized that he had made a miscalculation. So in Joshua chapter 8, he was revisiting the I issue. And you see in chapter 1, verse 1 of chapter 8, this story I've just told you, the 3,000 men, is chapter 7. And then chapter 8, in verse 1, he changed his mind from 3,000 people, and he said, "Fear not, be thou not dismayed. Take all the people of war." This time, everybody is going. 3,000 is not going to work. Are you with me?
Yes.
So Joshua was fighting in those days. This is almost 5,000 or 4,000 years ago. And he was counting the people. Then, if you read on, in verse 11, it says, "And all the people, even the people of war that were with him, went up and drew nigh and came before the city and pitched on the north side of Ai. Now there was a valley between them and Ai." Verse 12. "Then he took 5,000 men." You see, Joshua was into counting. I knew the sizes of his churches. And what he could depend on. His income. His strength. Because the strength needed here was not the strength of money, but the strength that comes from the numbers of people. Sometimes we are doing something, we need the strength of the amount of money or the number of people to know the size of the church. Now he said, then he took in verse 12, 5,000 men and set them to lie in ambush between Bethel and Ai on the west side of the city. So here you see those who say, we don't want to fill forms. And we don't want to give the information. You see that then you cannot be part of the Joshua generation which takes the land. Because you don't know facts about anything. So when you read the story of Ai, which all of us, you know, say that it was Achan's fault. But when it came to the practical going to war, they had a completely different way of going about the war the first time that they said it was Achan's fault. This time he went with everybody. He said all the people of war, the ambush people alone were 5,000. But the first time that he went, the whole war was 3,000. He said, "Let us not let the people labor." Joshua chapter 7. He said, verse 3 or so. He said, we shouldn't to let about 2,000 or 3,000. Let not all the people labor. It's not something we need all of us. But the second time, after put aside Achan, you see, spiritual people are also on the ground practically. And factually, looking at the realities, and it says that it's a curse. If you read Joshua 7, it says it's a curse. That's why we didn't win. It's the accursed thing. Somebody has sinned. Somebody has taken the accursed thing. Spiritual, and you don't know the facts. You can't be superstitious. And the fact that you are spiritual does not mean that in the natural, you don't have data, you don't have facts, and you don't work with realities and no practical data, statistics, information, counting.
Even as a spiritual
person. Look at Joshua 7. He said, it's Achan. You have brought the Achan. They brought the people, they separated them by families. Until they selected Achan, that is your fault. He took of the accursed thing, and the anger of the Lord was against him.
And at the end, the last verses, they gathered stones and Joshua told him, you have troubled us. You will have to die. And they raised over him, the 25, the verse before. Joshua said, why have you troubled us? It's like it's your fault. So if it is his fault, why is it that in chapter, he didn't take the same 2,000 or 3,000 people? Yes, if it is his fault, why is it that when they were going, he didn't take the 2,000 or 3,000 people? But he took all the people of war and then the ambush, which was a part of the war. He said, we will hide here, you will hide here. The ambush alone was 5,000. More than the first group. More than. Yes, more than the first group. There are people who make themselves super spiritual and add to the spirituality stupidity. Yes. They add to spirituality stupidity. Yes. If Achan was the cause, which we accept, why do not just take the 2,000 or 3,000 since it's not a problem and we have dealt with the spiritual cause of the thing? Yes. When you, there are some people, when you sit down and try to give them practical, whatever, it's like, oh, we are in the spirit. We are spiritual. We are spiritual. Your church is, white man's church and so on. Read your Bible. And look at the numbers, specific numbers. Look at the chapter 7, verse 3. It took 2,000 or 3,000. We don't even need just 2,000 to 3,000 guys who can go. And make not the people labor. Then read verse 4. So they went up about 3,000 men and they fled. Now look at what's going to come now. Verse 5. And the men of Ai smote them. 36 people died. They knew the number of people who died exactly. 36 people are dead in this war. Not casualties. 36. You are spiritual. Oh, there's an Achan in the church. But I see a prophetic eye to see an Achan. That's why the finances have gone down. I see by a prophetic eye that the finance somebody has stolen. Six people dead. 2,000 or 3,000. Next time we are taking everybody. This I said, no, not joking. So I speak to you who claim to be very spiritual. It's like you are into curse. We are breaking curses here. We are not counting people. We are breaking curses. We are not filling forms here. We are breaking curses. We are breaking through in the spirit. We are chasing demons. We are not counting things here. You are spiritual. I'm more spiritual than Joshua. Joshua went to fight. An angel appeared to him before he went to fight. The Lord spoke to him. He said, now my servant is dead. Arise, you shall take the land. Who is greater than Joshua? He possessed the promised land. Yes. So when it comes to counting church growth and counting facts and figures, nobody in UD should ever speak a sarcastic word or make any comment. Amen. Otherwise, you are not as spiritual as Joshua. And you are failing. You say you are spiritual. The most spiritual person here who says that this war that we went to fight, the cause is somebody in the church. And today we'll find you. And they arranged them by tribes. If you can find that scripture, put that. They arranged them by tribes. They said, we are going to find the church where the Achan is. All branches should come and pass by. I mean, have you ever heard of something like that in the church? Branches with their pastors come and pass by. We are going to select the course of the Achan in the ministry. Why things are going down. And in the morning they shall be brought. The tribe which the Lord taketh shall come according to the families. And the family which the Lord shall take shall come by households. And the household which the Lord shall take can come man by man. Ministry by ministry, chapel, dioceses are coming, but centers are coming until we select the shepherd, then shepherd by shepherd. I mean, I don't know any of you. There must be Achans in all our churches. There is an accursed man in the church. There is a wizard, there is a witch. We are going to find her today. So don't make fun of these things, counting numbers, knowing what you have, where you are. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Yes. And that is why even in nations, they don't count real things. Nations. Many, there are nations that don't want the facts. They just play politics. But if you are to count, just look at maybe 62 years, you've not been able to build a road from point A to point B. Of 200 kilometers, a continuous stretch, should show you that you are a poor leader and you get less than F. You get less than F in leadership. Yes, you get less than F as leaders jointly. For all those of you who are part of this, because there's no good country that has the two biggest cities cannot be connected safely. For at least 2 lanes or 3 lanes. If you arrive in Israel, you land in Tel Aviv, then you have to drive to Jerusalem or you drive to down to Galilee. You'll be there. And there you see the road. Because it's so important. Galilee is so important to Israel. Because all the tourists are going to where Jesus was. And Jerusalem is so important. So although Tel Aviv is Haifa. You remember when Peter had a vision, Joppa. That's Tel Aviv. Yeah. So that's Tel Aviv. That's not Jerusalem. And so you need to go from that Joppa. Peter went down to Joppa. Uh-huh. So that place is from Jerusalem. At least almost an hour driving. You see the 2 lanes. It's the most basic. You have a country, a very big and important place is Kumasi, or even our tourists, they will all go to Cape Coast. Yeah. Our 2 big castles that we should have there. Nice. You can't go. From here to Cape Coast, it's about 6 hours. 6 hours drive. Yes. If you want to live. Yeah. A car will pass by you. Your car will shake like this. Yeah. So 62 years of groups of people leading, their grade is F for leadership altogether, not any one group. Because each group comes and says the other one is whatever. So it's not about any party or any group. There is no country led by the Western countries that have not linked their... Even in Germany, they don't have a speed limit. Yes, they have no speed limit from here. There's no speed limit. They drive 250 kilometers per hour. The road, Autobahn, built by Hitler. Hitler is the one who built that Autobahn. No speed limit. You drive 250. Yes. Huh? That's not pothole. You just go and say, from here, there's no speed limit. All those cars that they make, why would they use them? They have to use it. You see the speedometer is going to 300 now. You see that? They have to have a place to use your... So the car is moving. Accra, Takra, then you go 30 kilometers per hour, 40. You sleep at Kasua, coming slow like that. But those are the facts to look at. I'm just saying that if we were to look at facts, then you will know where we are, and then the truth would set us free. But we don't look at those facts. We look at, hey, Chobwe, Chobwe, hey! This, yeah, my enemy is a liar. My enemy is this. This one and this. This one and that. This one and that. This one. And then we go on. It's this beautifully, fantastically wonderful and amazing. But in the church, you have to accept that we have to look at the facts. I've been in this church for 4 years. And when I came here, there were 36 members. After 4 years, there are 38 members. So, I mean, the facts of the reality must be seen. Nobody should be accept to be transferred or go somewhere without knowing the fact of what is there when you came there. Oh, you don't understand what I'm saying? Yes. So that you stop all of us saying, since I came here, the church has changed. Shepherds are very... I started shepherds training. There was no shepherds training before I came. There was no pastoral meetings. When I came, there's now pastoral meeting. There's now this. A lot of people are happy. The spirit is good. This and don't talk like that. Don't talk like... Tell us whether you took 2,000 or 3,000 or 2,000 or 300. And 36 people died. And this time you went with everybody. And now it's 5,000. And so on and so forth. Even if you don't like my message, I like my message. Yeah. 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 Yes. Don't be afraid of the truth in terms of church growth and the church work. Don't be afraid of it because it helps you. You look at it and you just feel useless. Anybody who counts, you feel depressed. This is a source of, if you want to be depressed, count your church. It's a good source of depression. Those of you who like depression. Yes. Yeah, if you are looking for a way to be depressed, count your church. Yes. And then you see, because the truth is something. But you see, it helps you. It helps you. And one day you will be surprised that it will be a great encouragement. When we started the Healing Jesus Crusade, we arranged 600 chairs. Yes, 600 chairs. Well, one of our crusades was, I think, where did we go to? Tema or whatever. But I remember the 600 number. Yeah. Then I remember going on. And I remember the number 5,000. And I remember the largest we had ever had was in Takra, the 10,000 chairs. 10,000. Yes, the first Takra crusade we had. Yeah. The second one, we didn't work the same way because one of the main people that were part of it pulled out. So the attendance changed. You see. So I know from 600, then 5,000, this, then it was going. And we are always counting. Bonke said he started counting crusade numbers in Atamale in Ghana. When he came to Ghana. Yeah, that's when they started counting. Yeah. And he was advised by somebody to count. But it at least helped you to know where you stand. Don't be against the income. The income, you have to count it. You have to check it. that can also help you to catch thieves. Sophisticated thieves. Yes. Sophisticated and intelligent thieves. They are doing all sorts of things. The pastor will stand here. And me, whenever I take offering, I see the offering that I'm taking. My mind is on those who are carrying it, those who are counting it, those who are, because we have had many cases of people stealing. And you see the people looking innocent and all that, but they are not. So as anybody who is carrying offering here, my eye is on you that you may steal. Yeah. Everybody, any of you, Asha, Charlie, my eye is on you. I said, look at this guy. I look at him carefully. See, look at the guy doing that. You have to do that. Otherwise, you are new in the church. Yeah. If you don't do that, you are a fool, because you raise the fund. When the money is not able to accomplish, people look at you and say, you are stolen money. They will never look at the Asha and say that he's stolen the money. Some of you, you're getting only a percentage of the income of your church. A percentage is for somebody. Somebody is chewing it fully. Yes. Even pastors. But you are careful if you steal church money. If you want to steal somewhere else. But if you steal the church, I tell you, you'll be shocked. It's not about police, it's a curse. Yeah. Achan. All right? So, in church growth and in our church work, we need facts and figures. I want to have 12,000 churches, but we don't have 12,000 churches. We have about 3,000. Yeah. So, I know that we are far, but how to get 12,000 churches? It's a big issue. It's a big issue. We know the number of buildings that we want to have. We don't have it. I know it. We want to have more church buildings, but we don't have it. I know the number that we are far from where we want to be. All those facts set you free. And then you start moving towards the reality rather than just using this vague political way of speaking. So people are happy now. Oh, things are working now. Oh, we are flowing. Spirit is moving. Acorns have all been quenched from the church. Yes. The truth sets you free.
Oh, thank you.
And you become free. That's why I'm saying that if you were to grade the leadership, the quality of collectively for all of them together, if you were to grade it and just use some facts, do you understand? Just use certain things as facts. If you take even education, if you are to grade education, you know, and you use facts, you will see that each successive government is destroying the education. Because Ghana used to be, we didn't even used to do certain exams. Some of the America, TOEFL and something, we were exempted. We never did it. Now you have to do it. Our school, what do you call it? Before you go to England University, you don't need to do anything. You just take your grade from here, you enter. Now it's not accepted. Ghana is not accepted. So whoever it is who is in charge of education have brought us down by these facts. And we see more steps on education, going further, deeper. Yes, and you soon see, and you can see. So if you even sample people and use facts, you see that whoever is doing it is destroying, no matter what reason they give. No matter how they, whether people, it's popular with people or anything, you just look at it factually, you see that it's destroyed. You see, people can't speak English. And so you see that somebody cannot easily come from this area and do well. Yeah. So just look at the facts. That will help you to say, but you see, in politics, we don't look at facts, we look at winning elections. But in the church, Jesus is telling us, when you know the truth, truth will make you free and you will do well. So, if you go around, you see many, many things. But people don't want to look at facts. But from now, every every church, you have to fill forms. When you have a church service, there's a form. One day I was on a plane, and I saw somebody walking on. They brought food to the plane, and they have a paper. They sign. They bring this, then they sign. You see them, when you look out of the window, you see them with those two fuel, and they all have a paper. When I was coming, I was in London recently. I was coming, they were changing the tires of the plane. You see them holding paper. Now they use iPad. They just use an iPad. There's nothing to change that. You change the plane, the tire of the plane. There was a vulcanizer changing the tire of a jumbo jet. It's the same way that we do it. That's how they change it. The plane tire is bigger than you. And there's nothing done without a record. Because if something happens in a plane, I watched the investigation of a plane that had crashed. They went to all the repairs. And then when they got to the cockpit, they said that the glass on the cockpit, something happened to it. I don't know whether it struck a bed or whatever. So they changed that. It is in sections. So they changed the section. And then the screw. They checked the screws that the man ordered. They write the screw. And not knowing that the screw was a little shorter than the normal screw. So the cockpit glass came off in the air. And that's what caused the thing. And it was from the length of the screw. Because you never get even a screw without a paper being something being recorded. The data on the screws that are being used to fix the cockpit. Because of the length of the screw, it was a little shorter than the one that they should have used. Yes. And you can't say, oh, here in Africa, we don't use all this. You did it. We need it. And we are doing it. Yes. Yes. We need it. And those facts are going to save our lives. Over to tell us, Charlie, we are going down. Yes. If I'm not alive and you are running the church, you have to have the data. When he died, this was where we were. And now that we are managing, where are we now? And what was the rate of which we were moving? And what has happened? And you see, since railroads were made in 19, whatever, then we took over. When we took over, what happened? How many trains ran? This and that. What has happened? They said, hey, you know who you are. And you know, and you grade yourself at leadership, F, E, D, minus. Not about what party you belong to. Can't you grow up and see it's not about parties? And when all of them are the same, you have a right even to abstain from voting. It's your right to not vote. It's in Brazil that it's a law to vote. You have to vote by law. If you don't vote, you can't get even a passport. Yes. If you don't vote there, yeah, you can't go. There are three wonderful things I learned about Brazil. One, it's the law. If you don't vote, you don't get a passport. But here, you can abstain. You can say, it's the same thing. I don't see any need to choose. And number two, prison is gone. You go by education. If you are higher educated, go to a nicer prison. If you are lower educated, you go to a lesser prison. Yes. Yes. So you better go to school if you want to go to prison. Go to a good prison. You know, so they had a president who was not educated, and she was going to, they were going to go to prison, and they were saying that she's going to go to the lower prison. Yeah. Because her education was low. So now that's going to be used to determine the prison. And the third thing is that when you die, they bury you either the next day or the day after. Yeah. 24 hours or so. 24 hours. Oh, you guys are from Brazil. What I'm saying, is it true?
100% true. Everything you said is true. Within 24 hours, you are buried. So we had a church member who passed away. And when he passed away, we called the family members. And we were saying that, oh, they want to wait for someone to come. We said that, look, here's 24 hours. So within 6 days,
voting
is true. If you don't justify where you were, maybe if you don't justify that you were sick, then the doctor will sign and show that you were in the hospital. No passport for you. You have to justify.
No passport.
You also don't have access to certain courses. You can't work in certain areas. You can't get admission to certain hospitals. You have to justify why you didn't vote. It's compulsory. And the prison too is very true. Like in Rio, the biggest prison, they have sections. The rich ones, the politicians, they are putting private cells. Then all the uneducated, they are as where they fight, they kill themselves. And they have a lot of prison riots. So it's very true, Bishop.
100%. So in Brazil, you must vote. But where it's not compulsory and you are choosing between the same things, then there's no need to vote. Yes. But in Brazil, you have to vote. But where there's no need, you can choose. It was when they both said abstentions. And then those who voted, yes, no, and abstain. Yeah. Anyway. It's wonderful. So we are going to measure church growth. Types of counting, number one. Type one. What do? You count the number of physically present people. Number two, register. Type two, those on the church register, which can be very large. You've been mentioning millions. Our type two count, we are getting to 1 million and beyond. Type three, cumulative counting. You just add, we have 7 different services today. When you add all, Tuesday, service, Wednesday, Friday, when you add all, then they just mention an amount. Type 4, seating capacity. So type 4 is a very good way of counting. How many chairs have you arranged? Like in the First Love Church, we have arranged, I'm not even sure now, we have arranged 6,000 chairs that are arranged there physically. That we bought and arranged. So it's a type 4 count. And it can help you to know. If it is 4, then you know that at least 6,000 people came. What do you think? And that's why I say everybody should go and fill his church with chairs and stop playing the fool. Fill to the last corner. Fill all the spaces. Yes. It will be filled. It will be filled. Type 4 counting will be filled. Type 5. Rough estimates. That one. Or about. I attended verse 6. Number 6. Wild, unreasonable guessing. They just say anything. And type 7, any number that is bigger than your friend's number is type 7. Like if I heard that the largest church in town is 5,000, then I'll mention 6,000. That's type 7. But type 6 is wild guessing. Now, I remember I attended a program and there were 15,000 people there. And then I saw the news of it that 100,000 people came. Yes. I remember a program we held, 800 people came. I went to London, I met somebody, and the person said, I hear 8,000 people came. So there's wild guessing. And that's what is done in the nations, wild guessing about what is happening. Yes. So when I went to Pandai and Pasa, in all my travels in Africa, I've not seen Tatale, Zabzugu, Panda. I've not seen neglected people, no roads, nothing. I mean, I was surprised. And you see people boasting about something you can't even understand. It's amazing. And that's why when you read the United States data about Ghana, you wouldn't believe it. When they say there is no toilet in only 20% of the country have toilet, or only this have this, or this is the largest. When I read that the largest population, the largest town, one of the largest town in Ghana is Ashaiman, I was surprised. Yeah, U.S. USA, I don't know which number it is. Ashaiman. You don't even believe God. They are dealing with the facts. We are dealing with the feeling. Oh, the largest is, when you read it, you'll be surprised that it's the country you are in that they are describing. You can't even believe it. Yeah. Truth is quite funny. When I read the National, I say, World Toilet Day, the number of toilets we have, I was amazed. Few toilets. World Toilet Day. We have few toilets. Yeah. People have counted the beaches they have. Things they do, we are just guessing. So now I'm showing you something, something that you use for your own business. Look, most of the people who are selling provisions are not making profit. But only they've not counted it before. If you can't, you realize that it's better that you even, I don't know what you should even do. Just selling milks, this, Milo, and is that something to do? But truthfully, yes. That's why sometimes when I see orange sellers and so on, I just buy all from them. Or sometimes I just dash them money. That's when I calculate, this one is one CD, this one is one CD. So when you sell all these 17 CDs, so and how much is the profit? Minus how much they bought it for. But only that we don't do calculations, so we don't know how things are. Uh-huh. Yeah. So, from now, I hope you have accepted what I'm sharing with you, that counting and data, it is not nice to hear and to see, but it is good so that we know where we are and we know what we want. Do we know what we want? And we also know where we are. And where we are not. Stand up, please. Father, we thank you for the blessing you've given to us today. We lift our hands. We ask you to fill us with the mighty Holy Spirit. I want everybody to pray for the Holy Spirit now.
Father, we give you thanks. We give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated.